This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We are joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, a fantastic opportunity to get you in right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with your fantastic question here on Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. A couple of things to keep in mind also as we talk with CJ and Malia this morning. Their website at Klaus Financial, it's klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource, a lot of great information about Klaus Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you are a business owner, business leader, ways you can help with employees managing 401ks. Also, a great opportunity there to stay current and get signed up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. A little link there to put in your email address. You get a once-a-week email in your inbox. Gives you a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that all available at klausfinancial.com and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. And again, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Joining us this morning are CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great.
Great to talk with you. CJ, Malia, how are you?
Very good. I figure everyone's listening today from their swimming pools.
Yes.
The humidity is out there, but happy summer.
It is here, and it has been a warm one, and it'll continue to be a warm one. It's a great day to be talking with you guys, as always. And we've got a very interesting and a very informative, as always, but this week especially, I would urge people to pay particularly close attention to this week's conversation, because we'll be talking about financial abuse and scams and some other things out there, and unfortunately, a lot of times these types of scams are targeting those who are in retirement or planning for retirement. And again, you got to be cautious. So we'll talk a little bit about that as we go through the show today as well. We'd love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. One of the fantastic things that we do every week on this program as well is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception, the folks at Klaus Financial have a $25 gift card for Bass Pro Shop. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Just a little tip, though, if you listen closely, typically both the Klaus Quiz question as well as the answer come up during the program. So speaking of the Klaus Quiz question week, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's question and get the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last year we discussed long-term care and long-term care insurance. So our question around that was, according to a 28 Morningstar report on long-term care, what percentage of adults today rely on friends and family to provide their long-term care? So we like multiple choice. Was it 10% or 65%? Our winner called in with a correct answer. 65% of adults needing long-term care today actually rely on family and friends to provide that. So everyone, thank you for listening and calling in every week. And again, a shout out to our winner last week. Congratulations.
Great job there. And don't forget, if you missed any part of last week's program or any previous show, you can always listen to the podcasts at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And we'll do a new Klaus Quiz Question Week coming up a little bit later in this program. So every week, of course, I know an important focus for you guys at Klaus is education. We talk about making improvements when it comes to retirement planning. This week, though, we're going to be shifting gears a little bit. We're going to talk about financial abuse and scams. And of course, they're often targeted to seniors in retirement. So kind of a broad overview, what do we need to know when it comes to protecting not only ourselves, but our loved ones as well?
Yes, this is such an important topic because unfortunately, the financial implications are enormous. All older Americans, regardless of income, net worth, are at risk of financial abuse and scams in our communities every single day. Now, it's estimated that only about 1 in 44 of elder financial abuse cases are ever reported. However, just that's an estimate because obviously you don't know how many are not reported if they're not reported by definition, right? But it's estimated that 1 in 44, and in a moment here, we'll talk about why, you know, why would seniors not report it? And it mainly has to do with shame and embarrassment, to be quite frank. But listen, this strikes us at the heart, because ultimately we work with many of our clients are over 65. The average age of our client across the 1,300 households that we work with is about 67 years old. And so we have many that are older than that. We have many that are younger than that, but many of them would be considered seniors. And we run into it. where they end up answering a phone call or an email or get a call from a what's perceived to be a grandchild, and it becomes an issue. So this hit me in my own family. My wife got a call from her grandmother, who's now deceased, and said, you know, Blair, I didn't realize that you were in jail. My daughter, my wife says, what are you talking about? Well, I just got a call from you. I'm getting the $10,000 ready to go now. Right. Ooh. And so it was this call that was exclaiming to be my wife. That wasn't my wife. You get the point. Another one was a client of ours that said that they're getting the money out of the vault in Chicago. They just need me to send them $10,000. I won the lottery. And so, listen, it hits seniors especially, but I would say every American has to be super careful with this. Malia can attest, we get emails into our work email inbox that are so tricky that if you don't slow down and you start clicking on things that are inappropriate, we could be at risk of financial scams. So seniors especially, but all people need to really slow down when they're answering phone calls, emails, because there's just a lot of financial abuse out there right now. So various studies estimate that anywhere from 3 billion to about 40 billion in financial abuse on seniors happens every single year. It depends upon, again, how many are actually recording it. And between 2013 and 2017, those over age 70 lost an average of 42,000 to elder financial exploitation. This is according to an analysis done by U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But $42,000 in elder financial exploitation, that's just a huge deal. In 2019, the Department of Justice announced the largest crackdown on elder fraud in U.S. history. More than 200 defendants were charged with victimizing in excess of 2 million older adults who lost more than $750 billion to elder fraud schemes over many years. So again, back to what I was saying before, why does this not get reported? And why are seniors the ones who are being targeted for the most part? And the answer is shame. As with many acts of abuse, there can be a great deal of shame surrounding the victim. In the case of an older adult being taken advantage of, they may worry relatives will feel they cannot take care of their own financial affairs anymore, or that they're just not mentally fit. And so they worry about actually reporting these things because of the shame. And these scammers have become smart that they know they keep it under about $10,000. Usually it doesn't get reported. So a lot of these are sub $10,000 schemes, but that's still a lot of money. But to a senior, they would rather not report it. And so it kind of keeps the financial scheme under the radar. So seniors are vulnerable because they tend to be incredibly private about their finances as well. So many times they don't want to have their kids know how much money they have or what's going on with their finances, again, for independence. Sometimes it's just a different generational thing. I know most of our clients over the age of 70 didn't grow up knowing anything about their parents' finances, and so they don't want to tell their kids about their finances. Now, the tide is slowly starting to change on this, but that's been the history on it. And another observation is that often those responsible for the fraud actually involves family members. Let that sink in. Mm-hmm. Often the fraud actually involves family members. So child doesn't have a great relationship with mom or dad or grandchild with mom or dad or with grandma and grandpa. They recognize grandma and grandpa have a lot of money and are going downhill. And so they go to them with some sob story. Right? I need $10,000. So often it's such a complex, difficult thing to do. So in a little bit here, Malia is going to start talking through, and I will as well, what are some of the things you can do to try to combat these financial fraudsters.
Really interesting stuff. And as you talk about some people may feel shame. There's a podcast that I listen to. It's a bunch of computer experts, and these guys and gals are in the world of computer security. And one of the things they often do is they test each other. And it is amazing how often these are people that day in and day out, their lives are around spotting scams and informing people about scams. It's amazing how often they will fall for it. They get called out on the show for doing it. Yeah. There is no shame in it. I mean, it is these people that create these things. They know exactly how to manipulate people, and if it can happen to the professionals, it can happen to anyone. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals. Very important conversation we're having this morning. Don't forget, as we talk with CJ and Malia, if you ever have questions, love to hear from you on the show at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial this morning here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, great opportunity to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that first appointment. It's complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about something ultimately super important, and we talk about a lot of very important things. This is one of those areas that I don't know that gets brought up enough, which is, of course, financial abuse and scams, particularly talking about those that target seniors in retirement. And let's talk as we're, of course, becoming more aware that these things occur. There are some commonality oftentimes with these. Are there certain scams that people need to really be paying close attention for?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, we work so hard to make sure our clients have prepared well for retirement, and ultimately to see this happen to them or to their families, their parents, is, you know, just a horrible thing to endure. And so, you know, we'll often, you know, invite our clients to call us if they get something strange in the mail they don't understand, or they get a phone call that they're not comfortable with, to at least give us a call so we can kind of vet it. Usually we've heard of the scam that they're referring to, but when it's your first time hearing it and it does sound really believable, you know, it's really good to be able to vet that against someone who, you know, is in the business and has heard many of these similar scams. They seem to make their rounds like every couple years, so it's not like we haven't heard of most of them. So some you need to be familiar with and is investment schemes. I mean, these have been around for years and years, but really the fraudsters, as a lot of the people who are fighting against fraud call them, fraudsters, they might persuade a person to funnel money into high-risk investments or business deals. What we see a lot of is the timeshare buyback programs or house flipping seminars. They really do cost you a lot of money up front, and usually they leave you with a simple how-to book. And they, in the end, often drain your cash or your retirement savings. We've seen this firsthand with clients. These things are very believable. You see other people partaking. You say it's too good to be true. Next thing you know, you're calling your advisor to drain your 401k or your IRA. Not a good situation. So you want to be very, very careful. Bequests and life insurance. Again, financial abusers are very patient, believe it or not. They can persuade an elder person to maybe make the name of the abuser as a beneficiary to their investments in life insurance. I've personally seen this with a client who came to me, and she informed me that the person who was helping do some remodeling at her house, who she had just met a month or two before, she decided she was going to name that person to her, basically all of her investments as beneficiary. And so this is very, very disturbing, because these people sometimes find a way to kind of, you know, get into people's lives, and later on, they're suddenly the beneficiaries. And so that's very, very scary. We take that serious. So you want to make sure you're always checking your beneficiaries, making sure no changes have been made that you're unaware of. Real estate fraud methods vary in this area, but sometimes people do sign over the deed to their home. Again, sometimes we've seen that with family members. So you want to be very, very careful making sure you know what you're signing. A lot of internet scams. Again, I'm so glad to hear, Sean, you refer to this program, because the program you mentioned, because again, these things seem so real when you're reading them. I walk out of my office sometimes and I find one of our assistants saying to me, I'm trying to get some gift cards together for you, Malia. And I go, what are you talking about? She says, well, you just sent me that email that was telling me I had to get some together, and so I'm doing my best. I said, I did not send an email. So again, even internally, as CJ mentioned, this gets a little creepy. One of the most common internet con right now, or actually it's been for years, is called the Nigerian 419 scam. And this is where someone emails you about an inheritance or a large amount of money that you can help bring into the United States. And what they're asking for is some bank account information with a promise that they're going to deposit funds into it. And of course, this never happens. This has been around probably for a decade. There's prize scammers. They're trying to get your money or personal information for fake lotteries. Again, another common scam. Many have claimed that you've already won a prize and all you have to do is pay the fee to collect it. So many of us sit here and we go, of course, I would never fall for that. I mean, of course. And yet we have people call us, usually well after the fact, and they say to us, you know, I got one of those emails and I responded. Next thing you know, they've got my information. So the best thing to do is, again, don't be shameful of it. You're human, and these guys are girls that are out there with creating fraud for all of us. That's all they do all day, is trying to figure out how they can get our information. Slow down. Call your resources so you can, if you have been scammed, you can work through that. IRS imposter scams. Again, someone calls you. I get them once a week. IRS is telling you on the phone that if you don't pay, they're going to take you to jail, et cetera, et cetera. So they will use your phone, your emails. You'll get something just really alarming you. And so, again, remember that the IRS only sends things in the mail, and some of those are scammers, too. So you've got to be very, very careful. I want people to become familiar with a website. It's called USA.gov, and it's a government website. You can just type in the search after you put USA.gov, a government website. Put in the search the word scams, and they will list many of these that I'm talking about right now. They're real. And really, you just have to be hyper, hyper aware that you're not being conned into something that's not real.
Really good advice. Really good guidance. And yeah, that website, USA.gov, that's USA.gov. And yeah, there's a lot of scams out there. People always say, why do they do this stuff? And they do it because it works. Unfortunately, they're very good at manipulating people. And as we're talking this morning about the importance of being aware, of course, it's always good to have a second set of eyes and somebody else helping you. And of course, somebody else that's there to guide you as well. We'll talk a little bit about financial power of attorney. We'll also talk a little bit about some other areas when it comes to things like identity theft and phishing. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And don't forget about Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And as well, their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about some of the dangers out there, people can be targeted. Anyone can be targeted regardless of who you are and where you are. And these are very manipulative scams out there. And we were talking before the break about, of course, how often at Kloss Financial you guys will have people say, hey, I've got this stuff going on. There are some tools out there as well for families and loved ones. Let's talk about how you can help and protect loved ones or yourself from becoming a victim of some of these schemes.
Yeah, so I know there might be some people listening going, wow, I am sufficiently scared now. Our goal is not just to scare you, but also leave you with some confident ideas to minimize your risk here. So first things first, just be careful, go slow. Whenever there's a call of something you don't understand, don't act on it. A good deal is a good deal is a good deal. So a lot of these scams are just like, you need to do something now. Well, you don't have to do anything now, right? Just slow down, talk to family, talk to friends, talk to your financial advisor before you make decisions. But some other very practical items would be, make sure you have an active power of attorney in place. Now, financial power of attorney, as an example, can be a springing power of attorney, or it can be active now. So springing would be you need a doctor's order in order for, or a doctor's letter saying you're incapacitated before the financial power of attorney goes into effect. And while generally that's great because it means nobody can act on your behalf for finances while you're, you know, in sound mind, that can be tricky when these fraud situations show up. Because we had one where a woman was, she was of sound financial mind, but just making bad choices, and she wouldn't go to the doctor. She was starting to fail mentally. And so you might want to consider having somebody you really trust within your family who is an active power of attorney right away. So if something goes wrong, your financial advisor or your son, your daughter, whoever it is that you trust can immediately step in and act on your behalf. Another one would be setting up a different bank account where it has a limited amount of money that you just use for bills. Sometimes people will use one primary checking for everything. And if a fraudster ends up getting into that account, they can clear out the entire account. Whereas if you have a like a primary money market account for your emergency reserve, and then your checking is just used for your everyday transactions, the least amount that you could get kind of blown up, so to speak, would be on that amount in the checking account. So there's some ways to kind of mitigate that risk. And then you can also limit funds and accounts open to caregivers and set up alerts to warn you of when credit charges or bank withdrawals are done. And there's also very practical things like creditkarma.com, where you can go on and set up a credit alert so that whenever your Social Security number is used to open up a new credit line of credit, you'll be notified so that you could shut it down. Or you can even freeze your credit. If you're at a phase in life where you're older, where you're not needing access to credit anymore, you're just using cash, which if you've listened to us, we would like you to be in that place in life as you get into retirement, then freezing your credit is a really great option. Because then if somebody tries to scam you and use your Social Security number to open up a credit card or a line of credit, anything like that, they won't be able to. So there's a few practical ideas.
Really good ideas, really good guidance there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Before we get to the Kloss quiz question of the week, in just a moment, let's talk then about identity theft and phishing. Kind of a little bit of an overview there. What are those things and what do we need to know?
Yeah, so identity theft is what I was just mentioning there. Somehow they get a hold of your Social Security number, your date of birth, your name, and can just go open up a credit card. So one great resource for you is creditkarma.com and annualcreditreport.com. Just make sure that nobody is opening up accounts your name that you don't know about. The other one is phishing, not phishing with like going out with your child phishing, but PH phishing. It's used by hackers to trick you into providing sensitive information by email. So this would be, you know, Malia's example of, hey, you won the lottery. We just need you to provide us with your bank account information so we can deposit it. Right? Mm. Oh my gosh, I won the lottery. Here you go. Here's my bank account information. Boom. Right? And suddenly your account is empty. So back to the go slow. If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And then make sure you've updated your virus and malware on your computer. That's another one. So that if somebody is trying to just get into your computer, hopefully the antivirus can pick that up and block it.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great resource. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial online. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Right now, time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Bass Pro Shop. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, between 2013 and 2017, seniors over the age of 70 lost an average of what dollar amount to elder financial exploitation? Is it $10,000 or $42,000. Telephone number 442-5637. First caller, correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Bass Pro Shop. Don't forget as well that it's Claus Financial's office right here in Madison. Their number 442-5637 and the website ClausFinancial.com. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out with you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Nicole Hemkiss comes your way next here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.